Okay, so we discussed last week a number of instances of shvus to shvus, cases where your circumstances or cases where you're allowed to ask a goy to do something which would normally for yid would be only in issa d'rabbanan, and therefore asking a goy to do it is what's called a shvus to shvus. So only asur because of a combination of two d'rabbanans. And so we said there are different categories where it's mutter, makom mitzvah, makom hefse gadol, makom choli, mixas choli, and we spoke about some cases. Now, there's a shita brought in the Ramah in two places, one of them being in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. The Ramah brings the shita of the Baal HaItur. One of the Rishonim, of course. And Ramah says like this: Yesh Omrim. Some say the Mutar Lomar Le'in Yehudi Lahadlik No Ner the Suda Shabbos. Some say that one is allowed to ask a Nachri to light a candle the Suda Shabbos. A person who's sitting in the dark, he has no light in his house. It's Friday night. There's no light in his house, and it's not so gishmak to eat under those circumstances. You'll manage, you'll find the food, but it's certainly not enjoyable, an enjoyable suda. And you know, Chazal tells we don't enjoy the food as much, which is one of the reasons for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos before Shabbos, that you'll have light at the Friday night meal. So this person has no light, so yesh omrim that it's mutter to have a goy light a ner for him. Mishum desvir lei de mutter amir lein yehudi afilu b'malach gemura b'malkam mitzvah. Because they hold, the shita holds that amir la'akum is mutter even if it's a malach gemura, meaning a malach d'oraisa, such as lighting a candle. It's mutter b'malkam mitzvah. And then the Ramah goes on and says, shal pizeh nogu rabim lahakel. There are many who make it in this matter. Letzavos le'ini yehudi lahadlik neiros letzarech suda, befrat sudas chasana umila, ve'ein mocha biyadam. So many people are somechnis, says the Ramah. Many people are somechnis, and they'll have go ahead light a candle for the Shabbos meal, especially if it's not just a Shabbos meal, but it's a sudas chasana. He probably means chasana mamish. You know, they used to make chasanas on Friday afternoon. Late Friday afternoon, specifically so that they could double dip. Basically, they didn't. You know, funds were very limited. It was hard to make another chash of a meal. So Friday night, anyway, they would make a more elaborate meal. So this way, they would make the chasna Friday, and this sudas chasna would be Friday night, and this way they could spend the money once and get a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Chasna out of it. So it was common. It's brought down. What happens if things get delayed and they don't get to actually do the Kedushin before Shabbos starts? Is it, but they're normally not allowed to get married on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh Shanish on Shabbos. But what happens if here everybody came to the Chasna and unfortunately there's a delay because the Mechutanim are trying to work out the final details.
What's the
issue
of getting married in Shabbos?
Yeah, right. It's a Kenyan, that's the issue. So it was the Gemara says in Ksubas, right? The Lake of Ksuba de la Rama Batigra. There's no such thing as a Ksuba, meaning a chasna with where the Ksuba is a part of it which delineates the husband's financial obligations to the wife, to lo rama batigra, that doesn't have quarreling about it. It's typical. It's almost universal that there's going to be some fighting or arguing or whatever it is over the ksuba, and mimela things would get delayed, and could get delayed on a Friday, and they don't end up getting married till they're not ready to be mekadesh until it's already. Until it's only Shabbos. So there's a famous Shuvas Ramah about this and discussions about it. Anyway, but we're not talking about that here. The halacha, by the way, is in Siman Shin Lamites Sif Dalad. Ein Donin Velo Mekadshin. Lo Mekadshin. You can't do Kedushin on Shabbos. So I take it back, but it's not. The Mishpura says not as kinyan. Mishpura says in Sifkan Tezvav, Gamze Machmas Gezerah Shem Yichtov. Maybe it'll lead to writing. Avalomi Tam Tehu Kekona Kinyan B'Shabbes. The Kedushin Levad Below Chupa Lo Kana. Adayim Liyar Shlom Tziyos Shlom Asyudeh. Okay, but yeah, but the Chupa anyway. Okay, but the Chupa anyway is as kinyan. The Chupa is as Mekuchem Mekras. So we do everything at one time anyway. I mean. Here saying just on Kedushin, you can't do Kedushin, it's not talking about Chuppah even. Yeah, right here. So here's the Farish, the Ramah discusses Mefurish in this case. He says, the Yesh Matirin Lekadesh, there are those that are matir for a person to do Kedushin, Hecha De'in Lo Isha Ubanim, if he wasn't Mekayim yet, period of review, and he doesn't have a wife yet that he could be Mekayim Mitzvah, so. So there are those that are makel to get married on Shabbos with the kedushin. Ve'ef shadu adin haknisa l'chupa shari. Ve'af al gav to lo kaim el anach. He says, even though we don't hold like this, kula, mikomakom somchin al zeh b'shas adchak. We rely on a b'shas adchak. Gam ki gadol kavet habriyas. Kamo shirigilim shalafamim shalo hayu l'cholim l'hashrosim en adunya b'yom shishi. Sometimes they just can't agree on the adunya and how much the b'chutanim are putting up. For the chasin at halayla, va'osin hachupa va'kedushin b'lal Shabbos, they end up doing it on Friday night. Hoel ukvar hechinu l'suda ulnisuin v'havi biyush la'kala v'la'chasin im lo yichnos oz. It'll be a big busha if they're not gonna go ahead with it. It'll be a major source of humiliation. Okay, besides the loss of the suda, etc. Okay.
So they had a suda aside like this. They had a suda and a celebration for the kedushin without the suda.
No. They would do both. They would do a kedushin and suda. And then the Ramah just concludes, "We come out from the chachil yeshus arshli over the dekach." I'm trying to make sure this doesn't happen. Start early in the day if you think it's going to be a contentious, So we get together early in the day and slug things out so that. You're able to go ahead with the kedushin and the chuppah before night. In any case, but the suda they would for sure have at night. That was the whole idea, that they would have the suda at night, and this way they wouldn't have to pay for a separate suda. So here they are, and it's the lights are out, the candles went out, or for whatever reason, they're sitting in the dark, and it's not kishmak, especially when you have so many people and they're supposed to be celebrating and supposed to be happy, and it's pretty dingy. And depressing to be sitting in total dark. So then people are annoying to be mekel, or a sudas mila. I guess he means a sudas mila if they did the bris during the day. If they did the bris Shabbos morning, how dark could it be already? But if they did the bris Friday sometime during the day and they're having the suda, the bris came out on Friday, so they're having the suda Friday night, then again, you could have a situation where there's no lights. So says the Ramah, "V'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzorach gadol d'harov haposkim cholkan asfarzo." Says the Ramah, if there's not a big need, be machmir. Meaning, the Ramah does not give a very strong endorsement to this shita of the Baal Ha'itir. He does not completely dismiss it by no means, and he says many asomichan and this and that. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah brings a shalah that says no, you shouldn't be somichan at all, even. Mitzrach Gadol. Shula says, however, the Mishnah Berurah then continues in Sifka and Chafei, and he brings Umikal Makom in a situation where it's a mitzvah derabim, or a situation of preventing a michshal derabim, Kedai hu bal ha'itah l'smoch alav. So, for example, the michshal derabim, let's say the Erev is broken. It broke on Shabbos. And it's going to be very hard to let everybody know that the Erev is not functional. It's already Shabbos, and people, nobody got the message before Shabbos, and now you're going to get the message. It's going to be very hard to get the message around to everyone. People are going to be nichshel, and they're going to be people that planned on carrying and have simchas, and it's going to cause the michshel to rabim. So you can get a guy to fix the Erev. You can fix the Erev, even involves a deraisa. We actually did that here once. It was broken right before Shabbos, and it was Amish touch and go. And I don't remember the exact details, but I guess going into Shabbos, they thought that it was going to be good, or wasn't so good. The mice ended up having the guy fix it Friday night. you know, to, now it's, he says you can do your malacha gemura and everything. It's mutter if it could be done with a derabana, like if it's a question of the wire broke.
In that case, they hire the goy to finish the eruv, the broken eruv. Also, pay him Shabbos would be mutter.
To pay him on Shabbos, that's a very serious shaila. I mean, he certainly can't handle money. But even to leave money for a guy to take is not at all pashut. Many hold that that's also to do with it. Like sometimes you have a babysitter or a cleaning lady doing permissible things on Shabbos, and you just, you know, want to leave the money in advance. It's not at all pashut. It's better if she's there Friday and she's just like staying into, she's staying late at night, you know, staying past Shabbos, so give her the money beforehand. You know, you have to trust your cleaning lady a little bit, but I mean, if she wants to keep her job, she'll, you know. Maybe, she, but you know, give her the money beforehand, or you know, if she's been with you a while, she trusts you that you'll send her the money. You know, you'll pay her after Shabbos. Okay, so I don't know what they did about the paying you, but Mustamba, you know, the guy knew that.
So in that case, let's say the guy is saying, "No, okay, I fix the error, but I need to get paid today. So it's better not to fix the error."
Huh? No, I guess if it could be. It could be samech on the Bala Iter to Amira La'akim for a mitzvah to do an Issah D'Oraisa. Some of them could be samech to you know, to prevent mitzvah d'Rabim or Issah d'Rabim to pay him, or well, maybe work, you know, I mean, it depends, you know, they're trying
to get
it,
to
exactly, as the best, try to get another guy to pay him, a guy that you trust, that you know, who, oh, and try to get that guy to pay him, and you'll pay him back, or, you know, things to work out. I don't know exactly what they did here, but I mean, I don't think they just pulled the guy off the street and say, you know, I'll give you $25 if you fix this. It was probably somebody that they work with and, you know, that they know. Anyway, so if it could be done with the derabbanan, I said the Mishnah Berurah brings in one place. Let's say it's just a question that one of the ropes snapped. I mean, nowadays the ropes are, you know, they're wires and all those things. It's not going to be so easy just to fix it that way. But he said that the rope snapped, so rather than making a kesher gomer, if you can make just an aniva, so it's only, you know, not do a malacha gemura. You know, even it's better to do that, but it is mutter, or even for a mitzvah derabim, there is makom to be somech on the bala iter, and that's really the way many nohig. I once heard in the name of an adam gadol that going back in the early years of America, when number one, you know, electricity was a very big expense, and timers or, you know, time clocks were not, you know, so prevalent necessarily. So it was routine that shuls would have a guy shut off the lights Friday night after davening and put it back on the Shabbos morning. It was routine because they couldn't leave the lights on all night. It's just cost prohibitive, and they didn't, you know, like I said, they didn't really have, you know, time clocks or not reliable time clocks. So he says, Someone told me this. He was talking to Rav David Feinstein about this sheet, this Bala Iter, to what extent we could rely on it, how much yes, how much not. And he said something. Rav David said something like, you know, there wasn't a shul in New York, you know, back in whatever, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. There wasn't a shul in New York that didn't have a guy turn the lights on and off on Shabbos.
Just to save money, enough for it to go.
Well, save money for a Beis Knesset so that they could stay open. You know, I mean, you know. For us, it's different times. It's different times now. I mean, unfortunately, there's still people that are struggling, but money in general, you know, especially for shuls, it's different times. In those days, people were working in Shabbos. From you, working in Shabbos, you know, not to go hungry, and it's different times now. So it's hard for us to, you know, to understand that or to pass judgment on that. So they rely on the answer. So. There's a lot of discussion about the shita, but so Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a shul where the air conditioning is on, and the weather turned, it was hot. Erev Shabbos was hot. They anticipated another hot day, and the weather turned very cold. And now it's really cold in the shul. There are a number of people that Rav Moshe can't stay. It's too cold. They can't take the air conditioning, and they're going to leave. So the shaila is, could you have a guy turn off the air conditioner? Now you say, well, turn off the air conditioner. Why is that a shaila of a deraisa? First of all, I think we mentioned it, that it's not pashut that electricity b'chalal is deraisa, right? The Chazon Ish has a famous shita where he learns that electricity, turning out electricity, even when there's no lights involved, no lights, no you know, electric coils, not turning on a crock pot or an electric heater or an electric, you know, light incandescent bulb, no, just a motor, an air conditioner. So the Chazon Ish holds it's still steraisa, it's a machabona, but many disagree. So Ramesh Taka, that's part of what he says in the tshuva. He says there, he says it's not pasha that electricity is deraisa. But there's another reason why it's not deraisa, as we spoke about last week, because it's a malach hashem tzricha legufa. When you're just turning off the air conditioner, even if you hold turning on an air conditioner is deraisa, but turning it off is a malach hashem tzricha legufa. Even if we'll call it kibui, it's not even a pasha by electricity, it's called kibui. But even if you call it kibui, but it's not. Oh, well, okay, maybe according to the Chazon Ish, but it's Soser, Shalol Aslivno, is that the Raisa? Soser, Shalol, it's not Pasha at all, that's the Raisa. But Ramosha wants to say in the Tshuva that anyway, it would be Mutter, it says Lachar, be Mutter if the people can't, you know, if a number of people can't take it, not Mishnah, they're going to leave, even if it's not Rov of the Shul, but he says it would be Mutter. Now we'll come back to that maybe later, something else he says in that tshuva. But and what about a shul that, or a base, let's say a base medrash, and there's no, the lights are off in the base medrash, no light on. Now, by the way, if there's some light and you could read by it, there's not a lot of light, but there's some light, it's not so easy, and it's hard to have everybody read by it, but you could. So then that's where the heter of remiza comes in. Remiza, that if you don't tell the guy, but if you merames, you hint to the guy, turn on the lights, it would be mutter, because normally you can't. It doesn't help to be merames to a guy to turn on the lights typically, because turning on the lights, even if you didn't even ask him to, even if he did it on his own, I think we mentioned that in the past weeks, it's also to be nana from it, right? If a guy goes in and turns on the lights for a year, you can't be nana from it. So it's not going to help remiza. Remiza just gets around the actual dibor, but you're not allowed to be nana. But if there's already some light, it's considered just additional. Tosefis Ora is not considered Hanah in this respect. That's not called Hanah. If there's already some light and a guy turns on the light so now it's easier to see, it's still Mutter. The difference between straining your eyes and reading more comfortably is not called Hanah in this parsha. And in Mela, if the guy does it on his own, it's Mutter. And since it's Mutter, he does it on his own, you could even be Merames. So often it's that way. I've been in shuls many times, but I remember a situation being in shuls where lights are off, but there's some light. This is also outdated, but when I was growing up, and until not too long ago, and I think you still see it in some places, especially older shuls, you would have a yard site board on the wall of the shul, and people whose whose relatives passed on, they would pay to have a little plaque. And next to the plaque, there would be little bulbs, either I think the first year Beis Chodesh, or then on each yard site, they would turn on. There were Gabbai used to go around there of Shabbos and look up and down the plaque.
I think the Yogis were there.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, okay.
15 years or more.
Yeah, it's not that long ago that they had these things. Now, and even when they have them, they're fancier and they're more, with artistic or whatever. But what?
You don't have to twist the
balls anymore. but anyway, so there was light. There would often be light, and you could see. You could go over to the, especially if a lot of people had yards, say that day, you could go over to the light, to the board, and you could read by it. Or there would be during the day. Certainly there would be light from the outside. It wasn't geschmack. It wasn't when the lights are off, especially in a big base medrash, and you just have windows, along the walls, and in the middle base medrash, it's not so comfortable. But you could see. So that wouldn't be the biggest deal to have a guy turn on the light. But I'm talking about where you can't see. It's dark. It's pitch black, and you can't see at all. So could you have a guy turn on the lights for tzarech Talmud Torah the Rabbim in a base medrash or tefillah the Rabbim? So there's a tshuva. I admit I didn't see it inside. At least not now. But it's quoted in the Dershu, hopefully accurately, that they asked Rabbi Yasher this question. It was a question there of turning on a generator in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't want to use the local electricity because it was being generated on Shabbos, unfortunately. So many people don't use electricity; they have their own generators. their own private home generators. So the shaila was, the generator wasn't on in the shul. Could they get a guy to turn on the generator? So Rabbi Yashiv said not to do it. They shouldn't do it, because since it's common enough thing that, you know, that there's some sort of kilkel in the generator and it goes off, if we can allow it, it's going to, he's afraid it's going to bring the mamish a zilzal in Shemir Shabbos, because Amir la'akim as it is not the strongest point, not the strongest most properly observed iser, because there's so many cases where it is mutter and so many cases where you could decide it's mutter, or you could, you know, whatever it is, be more ahead that it's mutter. So Rabbi Yashiv is, you know, reportedly said not to do it. Now, I did see, though, that's what I came to, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, that I did look up in Perek Beis, not Perek Beis, Chelik Beis, Perachav Gimel, that he brings that they say b'shem, they say matu b'shmei der of Aaron Cutler, that it is mutter to do that. You could have a guy turn on the lights in a Beis Medrash for Talmud Torah. Now, what's interesting is because I heard many times, a number of times I heard from the Shkol in Chicago, David Zucker, that he's I'm pretty sure he said it over from Rabbi Taplin. Rabbi Saul Taplin was one of the Gedolei Lakewood. And was he there when this story happened? Rabbi Taplin, I'm not sure, but he's over from Rabbi Taplin that a Maisa Shahaya in Shivas Lakewood, back in Rabbi Aaron's time, that it was Shal Shudda's time. And, you know, it's getting dark outside. And the lights in the dining room were off. And it was dark in the dining room. And so somebody, without consulting with the Reshiva, asked the guy to turn it on, figuring this is the Bala Iter. The Sarach Tzud the Shabbat, not just Tzud the Shabbat, Tzud the Shabbat is the Rabbim. This is a case where you could be Samech in the Bala Iter, because it's a mitzvah of the Rabbim to, you know, so that the Rabbim could eat Chal Shudas and whatever. So Rav Aaron, according to the story, Rav Aaron objected to that. And he felt that you shouldn't be samech on that, and even b'di'evet, not to be samech on b'iter, b'al'iter. So even for the you know, mitzvah of rabbim. So he told whoever the person or whoever says what you need to do now is tell the guy to shut off the light, because that's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But what's the point? And then tell him to turn it back on with a shinui, because as we spoke about last week, if he turns on with a shinui, that's already the Rabbanan. That's the Shus. And that becomes the Shus. Now, we're talking about, by the way, lights that are Doraisa, right? Light bulbs that are the old, they're Baron's time for sure. There was no LED, and probably not even fluorescence, I don't know. But the regular incandescent light bulbs, the filament, Doraisa. So, okay, but turning it off is a Malachah Shein, that's Kibui, Malachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And the tzarich of turning it off is so that he could turn it back on. The guy could be instructed to turn it back on in a way that we could be nana from it. This way we can't be nana from it. That's the filamaisa. So I tell him, turn it off and then turn it back on with a shinui, which would be a shvus to shvus, doing a deraisa with a shinui, which is the rabbanon, and that's mutl tzarich mitzvah.
I'm missing this. So the amir lakum is itself a shvus, right? So as long as.
But you need to, barring the bell iter, you need a shvus to shvus.
So it's like, but keeper is also a shvus, is a lachashin to
so. Yeah, okay, fine. So that's no problem. He told him to turn it off, but they still can't see now. The chiddush, then he told him to turn it back on with his elbow. Tell the guy to turn it back on with the shinui. Turn it off, al menas, that he could turn it back on with the shinui.
Because he needs two.
Right. So that makes it strong. If that, I mean, through that mice, that makes a very strong statement that he did not want to be somech on the bell iter. You know, even Akdekach, that he was willing to have the guy, it's a tzar, to have the guy shut off the light and then turn it back on with the shinui. And that, it says a lot. I mean, that story, hopefully it's an accurate story. So then I was very surprised to see that the Aruch HaShavah says they say in the name of Aaron that it's mutter to be somach lebal iter to for Talmud Torah the Rab. Now, it's not a stira, because the story I heard, it wasn't Talmud Torah, it was Shal Shudas, which is also a mitzvah, but it's Talmud Torah the Rabbim. And maybe they could have eaten in the dark, or they could have taken their food out and gone to the base medicine and eat it. I don't know. But so it's not a stira. But I don't know. As we know, when he quotes, says Matu Mishem, there's Lashon where they say Mishem Rabaran. I don't know where the source of that is. At least I have sources for my for my story. Okay. Anyway, so Al Kalpanim, this is an important shita to be aware of, and we are samech on it sometimes. Lemaisa, just to give you another mar makam, I didn't look at it now, but I remember seeing this, the the Baal Arach Lener, who also wrote the Shal Shuvas Bin Yitzia, and Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, who was one of the Gedolim in the early to mid 1800s, he says, well, he has a sefer on Maseches Sukkah. Well, he does, but I meant to say on Hilchos Sukkah. Maseches Sukkah, he has the Arach Lener, like he has on a few other Maseches. Sorry. But in the back of the Arach Lener on Sukkah, he has what's called Bikurei Yaakov. Bikurei Yaakov is a line-by-line perush on Hilchos Sukkah, meaning, you know, like a Mishnah Berurah style sefer on Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Sukkah, yeah. And Mishnah Berurah quotes it extensively. In Hilchos Sukkah, he extensively quotes the Bikurei Yaakov. So in the Bikurei Yaakov, then at the end of the Bikurei Yaakov, he has what's called Tosfos Bikurim. And Tosfos Bikurim, a lot of it, maybe all of it, I remember, a lot of it is Mikhtavim, letters that, like, some other Gedolim or Rabbanim or among some Gedolim wrote him Ha'ariz or Hasagas on his Sefer, and he responded. And one of the Gedolim that wrote, and this really shows the Chashivas of the, you know, if you're ever wondering what Madrega was on, there were a number of letters there from Rabbi Kiva Eger. As Rabbi Kiva Eger felt it chashiv enough to be Ma'ara on his Sefer and to share. And so there's this back and forth between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Arach Lener. And one of the topics there is, I didn't think to look it up now before I came here, but one of the topics is this Baal Ha'itah Shita, where there is a whole discussion in Hilchos Sukkah about a case where a sukkah fell apart on Sukkos. Could you have a guy, if he mamish takes malacha d'oraisa to build a sukkah, if he really has to, could you ask a guy to rebuild a sukkah for malka mitzvah? Not to the rabbim even, you know, just your family, you don't have a sukkah, and to have to go somewhere else is going to be, well, certainly if it's impossible, then it's certainly a mitzvah, or maybe not impossible, but like very difficult, very inconvenient to have to schlep all your stuff, and maybe if it's Shabbos, you know, it's not even an option. So, in fact, there's a famous tshuva from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim has a Shals and Shuvas called Megiddos. Shals and Shuvas Megiddos. And there he talks about that. I saw it brought down in this Sefer Shvetz Yitzchak. It's brought it from a lot of places here. But he brings it. Shals and Shuvas Megiddos, Simakuf Tes. He says, Maisa Po Bebesi, the Prima Gadim is writing, Asisi Sukkah, Ula Achar Achila B'Leil Shabbos was a Friday night, Sukkos, Nafal Haschach LeGamri. I seem to remember seeing elsewhere when he writes about it, he says, Samachti al hapoel matzelim, you know, to take care of the sukkah, and unfortunately they didn't do a good job, and my sukkah fell apart. Friday night, at least they ate the first meal, but Nafal Haschach LeGamri. V'hayalit Tsar Gadol. V'karu b'nei Beisi Baal Malacha. He says, somehow my family members went out and called a Baal Malacha guy. V'sidir ha-kanim hini echaschachlem. He put back the kanim, the 2x4s or whatever, you know, the support beams, and he put the schach on them. V'anilo amarti lo davar. Afal gab d'havidin Torah oel mamish. Mikal makam b'makam tzarech gadol, ki lo hayali suka acheres ki im b'dochet gadol. V'gam nispat al mamish simchas yamtif. So I didn't say anything. So I didn't call the guy, but I didn't protest when my kids or whatever called the guy. And then he talks to the Prima Gadim. He brings the Prima Gadim himself. He talks about it more.
It's interesting. It sounds like had they asked him, he would have said no.
He might have. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, so...
It's only one
Shvastah,
right? What's the other...
No, that's saying it's the Baal Iter. No, that's why the Baal Iter, that the Baal Iter sheet is that even for a Doraisa, even a Doraisa, for a mitzvah, you can have a guy do even a Doraisa, one Shvastah. That's the Baal Iter. Which the Ramah says, better not to rely on, except Sarach Gadol maybe, but the minig is relying on it for mitzvah the Rabbin. So here the Prima Gadim is saying, it wasn't mitzvah the Rabbin, but it was Makam mitzvah Shor, Makam Tzarech Gadol, and Pitalon Yontif. So then in the Prima Gadim himself, in Tarfesh Chavav, he brings it down here, he declares about it. And then at the end, B'siyim, Lahoros Heter Cholilali, B'tzarechim B'cholzeh. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah brings this. There's another Mishnah Berurah, this is a famous Torah that. There's another Mishnah Berurah at the end of Hilchos Sukkah, where he brings a tshuva of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the Bar Yitzchak, that says that you could have a guy put the schach, you know, even do a deraisa to put the schach back on Yontif. Why? This is fascinating. The Ber Yitzchak is so much on Shitas Tosis. There's a Tosis in Perek Habona. Not Perek Habona. Sadi Hey, I forget what Perek is. Tosis in Shabbos that says, maybe it's in Kol Gadol, I don't know. Anyway, Tosis in Shabbos that says that, it makes the following observation. It says that one is Hamagabein, one who makes cheese on Shabbos, is Chayav Mishambona. If you make cheese on Shabbos, making cheese on Shabbos, Issa Doraisa, meaning you put the rennet into the milk and you make cheese. This is the Issa Bona. Yet says Tosis, but we make cheese on Yontif. So how that happens? How do we build on Yontif? So Tosis says that apparently. Let me just try to get it to be a little more accurate about it. Not necessarily, definitely preferred, but Pashtus, I mean, this is first Gemara, this is Sukkah's Gambach Kasha. Sukkah's Goy Noshim Behema Kutim is Kasha. So it seems to be a first in Shas that doesn't have to be built by Yid. Despite that, there's a lot of Torah about it. Some say that's only talking about if you built it stam for shade, but if you built it for the mitzvah, it's no good, because there's a lot of Torah about it, but there are ways that it could be done with a guy. So, okay, let's just, this Tosis in Daf Sadi Hey, I believe. Yeah, Sadi Hey is Perek HaMatznia. So Tosis says, at the end of this Tosis, Diva Maskel V'Harode, here, Umi Utei Malari, Kivin Demutu Legabin Biyantiv Minatara, Afila be'efsher. At least Minatari says you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. Afila be'efsher, even if you could have done it before. So Afila lo yehem mutu midrabanan ela betelo efsher. Even if we're going to say, well, okay, midrabanan, you can't make cheese on Yontif unless it's low efsher, because to do it before, because there's a rule, machshire ochel nefesh, that you could do before Yontif, you have to do before Yontif, even if it's mutter and Yontif, but if it's something where the food's not going to lose any of its taste or freshness, you have to do it before Yontif. You can't just leave all your cooking and all your malacha for Yontif. Only things that are that you just can't get to before Yontif, or things that are not going to be as fresh. So says Tosis, even if we're going to tell me that making cheese is, you don't have to make cheese on the spot. So making cheese, you should do it before midrabanan, but midraisin mutter. Vimk nafal beso be Yontif. If a person's house falls in Yontif, yehi mutter levnosa be Yontif. It should be mutter to build it. The mitoch shehutel binyan letzarch de megabein. Havi mishumbone k'der mesamuch hotunah mishalol letzarich u'bavachi tzarich hayom. There's lecho besocho shalei kenes tzarav b'shemesh. There's a rule that any malacha that's mitoch, if it's hutru letzarich al chonefesh, it's hutru afilu shalol letzarich al chonefesh, as long as you have some tzarich. That's why you know if you're allowed to heat up water on Yontif as you are for food, you're allowed to heat up water for other tzarichim, as long as it's a tzarich shalol chonefesh. You're allowed to carry food in the streets, or you're allowed to carry a little bit of esrog, or a machzor, or you're allowed to carry a kid's toy to the park so that he could play in the park. So Fractosis, so why can't if a person has to rebuild his house in Yontif, he should be allowed to.
I'm talking about Shabbos, though.
No, what do you mean?
I thought we were talking about Shabbos.
No, Tosis is just saying, making cheese on Shabbos is an Issa D'oraisa, a bonus.
Right.
Okay, so nothing good about that. You can't do Malach Ochel Nefesh and Shabbos. But Fractosis, but on Yontif, right? On Yontif, says Tosis, you and I know, or at least he knows, that you're allowed to be Megabin. You're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. So I know that's a fact. So you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. So you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. It must be the Malach HaBon is Mutter and Yontif. Not on Shabbos. But it must be the Malach of Yontif is Mutter and Yontif. Malach HaBon is Mutter and Yontif. So the Mutter and Yontif, even if you're going to tell me that actually making cheese, Midrabanan, you have to do in advance, but okay, but what happens if something comes up on Yontif? A bonus situation comes up on Yontif. Your house falls on Yontif. It's something, and you need to build your house. So it should be Mutter, because you couldn't have done it before. The house fell on Yontif. It should be Mutter to build Mamash Mutter, to rebuild your house. So is it Tzarachim? So Tosis says, V'ishlamo da'asim Midrabanan da'ha ve'uvdu d'chol. It's Uvdu D'chol. So based on this, says the Bar Yitzchak, what I see from the Tosfos sheet is that bone is mutter, at least min haTorah, is mutter on Yontif. So he's mitzaref that if your sukkah fell on Yontif and needs to be rebuilt, or even maybe if it even wasn't built to begin with, there's some onus. So he's mitzaref shitas Tosfos that there's no iser derais of bone is mutter min haTorah on Yontif. So you're asking a guy, it's not what you're asking a guy to do to build a sukkah, it's not so pashut. If it's a Friday, if it's a Shabbos, right, yeah, then it doesn't help. The priest, the prima godim was on Shabbos.
Right, I thought the case he was bringing them before was that.
That was the prima godim, that was that one case that happened to be Shabbos, and sukkahs isn't always Shabbos.
Right, that's what I thought, right.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, okay, yeah. The prima godim's case, this wouldn't work. But at the end, of Hilch Sukkah, the Mishnah brings down this Chuvah from Yitzchak Chanan. That, and if you look inside the tshuva, Yisrochan is mitzaref the fact that bona is that when it's yontif and not Shabbos, it's only osim b'derabbanan. And b'meila, it's not even so pashat. You're asking a guy to do a deraisa. Could very well be that you're only asking b'derabbanan, and based on that, he's not to have a guy build the sukkah. Okay, al kapanim. The bottom line is that relying on this bala iter is not normally done except b'makom mitzvah derabim. We do. The mamash of mitzvah derabim, and sometimes we do. There's another discussion. So what happens in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also we treat like Shabbos, right? So I mean the halacha is in terms of mutter v'aser, it's like Shabbos. So it's getting late in Yom Kippur, in the Eila time, and it's dark. It's before electric lights, and it's dark in the shul. And maybe they lit candles before Yom Kippur, but let's say they're not much illumination left. The candles, most of the candles are out, or all the candles are out, and it's getting darker and darker as they get, you know, later and later. So there's a discussion of the Paiskim, if you're allowed to have a guy light candles on Yom Kippur, have a guy light candles to illuminate, to light up the house, the shul, light the shul. So the Zilber, she said, he brings the Chassam Sofer, On the Shulchan Aruch here in Rishayim Vav says, "Ve'efsha d'lo pligi rov ha'poskim al bala iter ela b'Shabbos de'ga'asei velosa said the rabbanon." You know, through a guy, it's an asei of Shabbos of Shavos and alosa said of alosa said komalacha. Mashenkim Yom Kippur d'leike ela alosa sebulvad. Yom Kippur is just a lav. There's no asei. So there maybe said maybe the poskim will agree to the bala iter that you can be samech lebet in that case. And this has some other. When we say yeshlumot zchus al anogim lahadlik nera idei goy b'shas ne'ila, as long as it's not Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur Shabbos, then he says no. But if it's not Shabbos, this is what to rely on. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, however, in Taf Reish Chav Gimel brings down it's also in Shari Tshuva brings that the Noda Behuda was against this. Now the Yehuda said, "Yesh lavatel aminug sha'akum madlik haneiros l'tzorach amiris piyutim min ila." He says, better to skip the piyutim, or let's just have the chazan. He says, the chazan is something you could find one candle that's still burning. You could find, to have a guy move the candle over to where you need to see, that you could do. That's only tiltul muksa. So to have the guy move over the candles, you know, if you have a lot of candles, so move him over to where people are davening, or at least move over for the chazan so he could see, and let him say the piyutim and everybody else just listen. Better, he says, better not to rely on better not to be come on to Amir La'akum on Yom Kippur for piyutim, and better just skip the piyutim or just have the chazan say the piyutim. So if it would be already Ben Shmash, I don't know exactly when they daven. I'm not sure they daven as late. I don't think they daven as late as we do. Certainly it's Israel they don't, right? And it's Israel. Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine. I don't remember ever seeing a guy. I must have years ago, but saying is true that and Mishmar actually talks about this. Right here in Rishayim Vav, he's talking about whether you could light candles. Says v'chei nag hagoyin harash kashi usod in es lasu the shlishis. He would have good light candles. Then he says uprimagadim itzadi lahakel like they in Yehudim motzei Shabbos erech mitzvah af kishu adayim ben hashmashos. It's definitely a big serif that it's ben hashmashos, You see, Benish Pasha Motzai Shabbos is not as Pashit as Benish Pasha's Friday. Otherwise, it would be Mamash Pasha. But Benish Pasha, I suspect Nidim Yehuda might be talking about when it wasn't even Benish Pasha. I know. Al Kapanim, the bottom line is I'm saying there's a big Nidim back and forth to be Somech, not to be Somech. Now, it could be the Nidim Yehuda, if they had to daven. Yeah, it could mean like it could be good for like he's not doing it, the piyutim means they probably said shmones already. Everyone daven balachas. It's just the chazaras hashatz with the different slichas of piyutim. So when they daven, there was still light enough to see, most likely. And this is getting mashal. I mean, if it's getting dark enough, dark it probably is vanish mashas, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be so dark. But in any case. This is a big parasha, and it's kedai to know this sheet of the Bala Itter but to know as well that we rely on the Letzarech Mitzvah. It's very rare to rely on the Bala Itter that Shalom Letzarech Mitzvah. Even with Rav David Feinstein said every shul did it, but that was Letzarech. I meant to say Mitzvah the Rabbin. Letzarech Mitzvah is where he said it. Mitzvah the Rabbin, and that Rav David Feinstein talking about shuls that Mitzvah the Rabbin. So for Mitzvah the Rabbin, they rely on it. Shalom B'makom Mitzvah the Rabbin. It's not relied on very much at all.
If you tell the guy to do like what Rabbi Aaron said, what they do the shini, then everyone would agree that that's fine.
I don't know everyone we spoke, but that's a very big smach. Yes, if it's something that could be done with a shini, if it's simply just lighting a candle with a shini probably wasn't too easy, unless if there's one candle lit already, it might not be so hard. But to strike a match with a shini, yeah,
probably not the guys not going
to
want to do it.
Right, but the thing is, if he didn't do it already, he did al daita d'nafshe, that he did it easier. I told him to do it with a shinu, and I gave, and he went ahead of daita d'nafshe. I mean, the hanai, I could have had the same hanai, he just listened to me, but, so that, or at least, you tell him to do it with a shinu, and then you look away. but, and also, just to keep, I should point out that nowadays, often the light, anyway, is not deraisa. Especially if you're dealing with LED lights or other, very often the whole spectrum changes here. I'm talking about deraisa. So when it comes to lights, if it's a question of candles, it's deraisa. If it's a question of filament bulbs, it's deraisa. But when it comes to LED lights, we're not machmir like that's deraisa. We're not machmir usually like the Chazon Ish, and certainly for Mir LaAkum. So the whole shada would change already. Wouldn't necessarily be a question of a deraisa. So very well could be just shus to shus of the derabbanan. Okay, thank you very much.